Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the downing of the Israeli fighter jet over Syria crumpled the so-called invincibility of the Zionist regime.
You see, the entire speech was trying to evade the issue. What has happened in the past several days has been that the so-called invincibility has crumbled. Israel uses aggression as a policy against its neighbors. Mass reprisals against its neighbors, daily incursions into Syria, Lebanon, and other Arab countries, daily bombardments, almost routine bombardments of Syria. And once somebody has, the Syrians have the guts to down one of its planes, it's as if a disaster has happened.
Zarif was addressing the annual Munich Security Conference. His speech came hours after Israeli Prime Minister used the event to level his previous accusations against Iran. The top Iranian diplomat described as a cartoonish circus. Benjamin Netanyahu's drone stunt at the conference, saying the show did not even deserve the dignity of a response. Zarif went on to say that the Israeli regime uses such accusations to blame others for its own strategic blunders or maybe evade the domestic crisis it's facing. Regarding the Iran nuclear deal, Zarif reiterated that the country would not be the first to violate the agreement, but would respond seriously if its interests are not met.
I can assure you that if Iran's interests are not secured, Iran will respond seriously, and I believe it would be a response that people will be sorry for taking the erroneous actions they did. We will not be the first ones to violate an agreement for which all of us tried, in spite of Netanyahu's attempts, to achieve. We achieved it in spite of him, we implemented in spite of him, and the world will maintain that agreement in spite of his delusional attempts.
Zarif was responding to the Israeli premier's call on the U.S. and other allies to act against the 2015 landmark deal. He said the accord was an example of a non-zero-sum thinking, which recognized the differences but also recognized a common goal. The top Iranian diplomat said Tehran proposed a, quote, regional dialogue forum immediately after the implementation of the JCPOA, but the call was not heeded at all. Crossing over to Atlanta, joined by managing editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, tell me your take on the situation with the Munich Security Conference. We've seen various leaders represented there, and of course, Netanyahu spoke today, and Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, also spoke and talked about Iran's interests and actually the world's interests and what is best for the world if they decide to go in that direction. Your take on it?
Well, he really hit the nail on the head by focusing that Israel is really scraping the bottom of the barrel to try to claim that it's under some kind of threat when it's making a big deal of a drone being flown over the Golan Heights, which is technically under UN control. And yet Israel, who claims that that's going to be their land, but they don't have any kind of a treaty or kind of contract for it, is actually claiming that to be a violation of Israeli airspace. Really, I was surprised. It was a pitiful display of having to try to come up with something to claim as a violation. And of course, they will use any kind of a trick like this to launch strikes, which is what they did, only it didn't work out for them this time. And our intelligence found that what really happened, which changed the game, is the Russians used their counter warfare, electronic warfare, which they had not done before. Because after the first plane went down and Israel launched the second strike, the incoming planes found that their jammers for jamming the radar, the ground attack missiles did not work. that they had been jammed. So they actually jettisoned their bombs and got out of there. So the bombs did hit the ground. There were reports that there had been attacks. But for the first time, and very quietly, the Russians used their electronic warfare to defeat an Israeli attack. And this is part of the story that's not being told.
Well, let's talk about that part of the story. And do you think that it's changed the game plan? Because what Mr. Zarif said is that actually it exposed that basically Israel is not invincible, which the Tel Aviv regime always felt that they were.
You're correct, and there's another layer to it, because this happened after the U.S. attack on Deir ez-Zor, on the Israeli units, where we know that Russian contract soldiers were killed, which is something that they did on purpose, claiming that their people were being attacked, which was baloney. So this is and then the next day, U.S. crossed a red line with that. And the response that they got that's been very quiet is the Russians have now said we're going to use our electronic warfare on our sophisticated machines to, and they made a demonstration of that in this latest attack.
So, okay, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to have to end it there. Appreciate you being with us out of Atlanta. Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today.